Around this time, 70 years ago, following the liberation of Nazi concentration camps in Europe, the world was coming to grips with the scale of the Holocaust and how to deal with crimes so horrendous they're almost incomprehensible. That process is still ongoing. Right now in Germany, Oskar Grunig, a 93-year-old former Nazi guard at Auschwitz, is on trial. I spoke this past week with Holocaust survivor Eva Kaur, who testified at the trial. She told me about her experiences at Auschwitz.
I was 10 years old, and in my childish curiosity, I looked around trying to figure out what on earth is this place. Excuse me for the expression, but if there would be hell on earth, Auschwitz looked to me like that, and in some way it was. Within 30 minutes, my whole family was gone. I was left orphaned, not knowing really what would become of us.
Eva and her twin sister Miriam were subjected to horrendous experiments by the infamous Dr. Josef Mengele. Eva remembers being gravely ill.
And Mengele came up to me and looked at my fever chart. He never even examined me and declared, laughing sarcastically. He said, "Too bad. She's so young. She has only 2 weeks to live." I knew he was right, but I refused to die. And I found out only in 1985 that would I have died, Mengele would have killed Miriam with an injection to the heart. And then Mengele would have done the comparative autopsies. My diseased organs and Miriam was the control. I spoiled the experiment.
70 years after all of this, Eva was asked to testify at the trial of Oskar Grunig. At first, she wasn't sure she wanted to, but an attorney convinced her.
It would be a unique experience to be able to face one of the guards from Auschwitz, tell him what I think, and also hear what he has to say in a German court.
Eva went to Germany.
For me, a survivor of Auschwitz, who used to be called a dirty Jew, to sit in a German court and be treated with respect by German judges and attorneys was a little bit surreal. I could at times pinch myself.
Eva talked with Grunig after her testimony, wanting to thank him for acknowledging his crimes. She decided she wanted a picture with him.
And as I was proceeding to talk to him, he grabbed me, pulled me in, and gave me a hug and a kiss, which a little bit surprised me, but I recovered from it. There was a reporter standing with my attorney and me and said, "I want to see that." And he said, "That is going to go haywire."
The photo of that moment, Eva seeming to embrace the former Nazi, shocked a lot of people. And some people, including some fellow survivors, were upset by an interview on German TV in which Eva spoke of forgiveness. She says her comments were mistranslated.
There have been rumors that I have asked to stop prosecution of all Nazis, and that is 100% incorrect. In the contrary, I want all Nazis to come forward and be prosecuted and stand trial and bear witness to help us, the survivors, and the world with the truth.
But Eva says if she were the judge, she wouldn't throw Oskar Grunig in a prison cell. She'd make him travel across Germany to talk to young neo-Nazis.
Tell them that he was a Nazi in Auschwitz, that he saw what happened, and don't ever bring another Nazi regime back. It was not good for me, he could say, and it wasn't good for anybody.
Eva says she has forgiven the Nazis, but that forgiveness does not mean the perpetrators are absolved of their crimes.
I am not condoning it, nor am I excusing it. And how on earth could I possibly do that? No, I can't. But by the same token, my forgiveness, and I call it my forgiveness because it may be different from other people's forgiveness, has nothing to do with the perpetrator, has nothing to do with any religion. It is my act of self-healing, self-liberation, and self-empowerment. I had no power over my life up to the time that I discovered that I could forgive And I still do not understand why people think it's wrong.
Eva Kaur says that when a victim chooses to forgive, they take the power back from their tormentors.
They do have that choice. They can take a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter to somebody who hurt them. Please do not mail it to that person. It's for you to know that you forgive. And you can go on with your life without the burden and pain that the Nazis or anybody else ever imposed on you.